Today, there were ceremonies in a field in Pennsylvania, at the Pentagon, and in Manhattan to mark this, the 13th anniversary of the September 11 attacks. President Obama, fresh off that speech last night on confronting ISIS, observed a moment of silence at the White House and laid a wreath at the Pentagon. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel also spoke to the audience there.
We live at a time of many complicated challenges, but America has always faced challenges. And we have always responded as a nation united in purpose, woven together in a fabric of strong character and resounding commitment to each other and to our country.
Meanwhile, in New York, the names of the 2,983 people killed were read again.
Brian Eugene Bilcher.
Mark Bingham.
Carl Vincent Beeney.
And my uncle, Frank Paul Wisniewski. We all miss you terribly.
And my brother is
Stephen Nessen is with WNYC in New York. And Stephen, that just never fails, you know, to get you. But was it different this year at all? You've been there in past years. What was it like today?
Well, this is a yearly ritual for these families. They arrive very early as the sun is coming up and sort of walk around the memorial pools, which, you know, are there now. And they touch the parapets there made out of bronze with the names sort of engraved in them. They place flowers there, but they've been doing this for many years, and I've been covering it for several years, and every year I see the familiar handmade posters for those who died on 9/11, the sort of very thoughtful hand lettering, faded photos, and every year it's sort of an interesting mix. You know, some people are dressed very formally for the occasion, dark clothes, somber colors. Other people are dressed in shorts and T-shirts, and they bring those camping chairs to sort of sit on the plaza and listen. You see families walking around, hugging each other. These are strangers, you know, that were brought together by a terrible tragedy, but they've actually become quite good friends with these different families and rely on them for support. As one woman said that I spoke with, you know, many have experienced death in their family, but only those who've lost loved ones on 9/11 really understand that particular kind of loss.
Well, in fact, let's listen. You spoke to Eleni Kasulis. Her sister Danielle was killed in the Twin Towers.
Coming here every year, I just find some, you know, there's a comfort in being with the other families and in understanding, you know, having the shared experience. They understand without even saying anything, like, what you're feeling. And there is something to be said, you know, about that, about being able to, for them to relate about what you're going through because they've gone through the same thing. So I do find, you know, some comfort in that.
And so some comfort there. But this is also the first time the National September 11th Memorial and Museum has really been a part of the anniversary ceremony. So, Stephen, tell us more about that. What's the significance and what's happening?
Sure. Well, Mayor Bloomberg, who was in charge when the memorial opened, really pushed to get it open. And it was opened very recently in May. And this is the first anniversary where families have been able to go there on the anniversary. Before that, they would actually go underground, sort of 70 feet down to bedrock, where the very bottom of the towers were, because that's where their loved ones' remains were. And many are still to this day. Many people have not recovered any remains from their family. So this is kind of like their cemetery.
Yeah.
And it's a very interesting, complicated museum. People have very mixed emotions about it. It's so overwhelming on the one hand with all the artifacts from that day, the posters, the movies, the voices. It's a lot for a family member who's lost someone on 9/11 to take in. On the other hand, there is some private space there where they can go and commemorate their loved one. Also, there's the Memorial Plaza above ground, which is just very recently open to the public during the day. They can go, anyone can walk in the morning and walk around. So for some families, this is a little bit painful. You know, you have a million tourists coming to this museum. 15 million people in the last 4 months have come to this plaza. So to have to mourn so publicly is very difficult for some people. And some families have bristled at the visitors who go and sit there and have their lunch. And, you know, people take selfies there as you do anywhere. But for some, it's quite a sacred site. So it's... there are very mixed emotions here.
So if you go, keep that in mind. But of course, Stephen, we today are commemorating that terrible attack 13 years ago from what was then a new enemy, Al-Qaeda. Another has since formed out of the same well, if you will. And last night, the president talked about attacking ISIS. Were people noting that strange coincidence today?
I asked some folks about that. There were several recent, very young Marines who were there. at the memorial just to take a look and check it out. And they said they were not, they didn't see the connection. They didn't believe in it. They thought it's very separate situations, separate incidents. So they didn't know.
Yeah. Stephen Nesson of WNYC in New York, commenting on today's commemoration of what happened there 13 years ago. Stephen, thank you.
Thank you.